So this is the newbie bloggers group. We talk about how to create your blog, everything from creating the blog name, and then how to get online, how to customize it, how to write, how to publish it, how to promote it, and then finally how to monetize it. And so for those that have been with us all the time, we are all the way through because each month we take a different topic of blogging. And so here in June, we are on the final topic of monetizing. There's Linda. I'm going to get Linda to come on board. And we've got Liz. So we'll get some other folks coming on up. So come on over, Linda and Liz. We have Lacey and Alexa already with us. So anyway, today we're talking about monetizing. And so I want to just share my screen and give you just some ideas about monetizing. But before we do that, on the recording, I kind of want to get a little overview. And I've already been talking to Alexa and to Lacey a little bit. But Alexa, share with us again that she's from the Ukraine, but she's currently in Raleigh, getting ready to travel to New York City. But got Rod coming in. So I wanted her to share with you that she already has a blog and she's just getting started. So Alexa, tell us, what is your blog name? What platform did you decide to publish your blog on? And how many followers do you have so far?
Yeah, my blog about, like it's a little bit mixed now. I tried to find one line because I consult startups and projects and I do it in Ukraine very successfully. And I started doing it here in US, most of Ukrainians, because I have friends that move in US and don't know how to start business or haven't resources emotional. So I help them to go through it. And I finished my book. So I work with one company. I have like angel writers and they help me to finish my book. So next week we will start all this publishing process and we will promote this book too. And I already have some platforms like I use Instagram. I have 1,700 people there. I have my Facebook. It's for 1,000 people there. I start TikTok again. It's only 15 people, but I don't want to invite people that I know. Yeah, and I talk about myself more now, about book and little bit about consulting, but it's not full yet. So I'm on my way how to connect everything. And I want to start my podcast. I have possibility to do that, like small studio. So, and I try to find what about talking because I consult startups and business projects that, yeah, more people that want to start something. But my book is spiritual book. So I try to connect like all my life and something balanced, you know.
I love that. So she has a book coming out soon. So stay tuned, watch for her book. But she's doing all the right stuff. She's started. What is the name of your blog? Can I ask you that, Alexa?
Like my name, Alexa Aishpur. I want to create a brand.
Okay.
So yeah, because I have my surname, Aishpur. You know, it looks like I'm smiling, but maybe one day I will create my brand of clothes because Versace, Dolce & Gabbana, Chanel, Aishpur, you know, it's like one line. So
I love
that's
that.
Why I want to promote my name.
Yeah. Okay, so she's using her name. And again, for those of you that have been following me for a while, you know that I say that, you know, to use your name because you can brand that really well. And I have a lot of friends that start different projects and I can never remember the name of all their projects, but I remember them. So I always have to go in and Google their name to try to find what it is that I'm trying to refer to someone. So I really appreciate that she's using her name. Welcome, Rod. We're glad that you're with us today. Rod just joined us. And so anyway, Alexa's doing all the right stuff. She's started. That's number one. She chose to use her name. She's published a few postings already. She's advertising out across her social media. So she hasn't started monetizing her blog yet, but she is getting ready to publish her book so she can talk about her book and send folks over to purchase the book. That's one way she can monetize her blog post. She can do all kinds of, we're going to talk about, I've got a list of 15 things on ways that you can monetize the blog, because what you want to do is you always want to serve your audience in a way that they actually ask to buy, so that you're not selling, they're actually asking to buy. So I don't know about you, but here's just an example. Let's say that I blog about a great product that I've discovered, and I'm like, I love this, and I got it here. And so two or three or four or more of my readers will say, I think I'm going to get that. That's exactly kind of what I've been looking for. And so they'll go through my affiliate link and actually purchase that thing. And I wasn't trying to sell it. I was just talking about what I purchased and how it worked for me and why I love it. And so a lot of my readers will automatically go and purchase that. When I first started doing podcasting, I talked about podcasting and my microphone and different things that I was using. And I had a huge sales week that week of folks that clicked through on the link, on my affiliate link, and purchased the same thing. So anyway, that's just some of the stuff that we want to talk about, but she is doing a lot of the right stuff. So kudos to you, Aleska. So Linda, how about you? Have you actually published your blog yet?
I have not published it yet. And I actually, when we get into the training part today, I have some questions about blog host platforms and some of the features, but getting my head wrapped around some things and looking forward to getting started.
Perfect. Okay. Lacey, how about you? Are you already blogging?
Well, I'm blogging, but I'm not publishing anything because I've been trying to figure out a name for the website. I found a name for the blog, but I had some questions regarding that as well. But okay. I'm writing. I'm ready to publish whenever I get it.
Okay. So you're writing and you're saving your documents in whatever format, in Word or Google Docs or whatever, and you're just waiting to discover what domain you want so that you can create a platform and scoot those over there and publish. And by the way, we do recommend that you have about 10 articles, 10 blog posts to publish. I don't know about you, but if you tap into a blogger and you go, I love this, and you can't find anything else they've written, you're a little disappointed. And so we recommend that you have about 10 posts when you're ready to blog and post the first 10, if that's helpful. Liz, how about you? Are you blogging already? See if Liz can hear us there. She's hiding behind her camera like Lacey.
Okay.
There she is.
Here I am. Hi, everybody. I'm blogging Sorry, I was trying to start the video. There I am.
There she is. Hi, Liz.
Hi, guys. I'm blogging. The thing that's tripping me up the most, the writing is the easy part. It's all of the, you know, you write something and then I got to find an image for it. And then I got to stick it in Photoshop and customize it and make it look good and, you know, combine images and stuff. And that's for me, the hardest part right now is not so much the writing. The writing is easy because I'm a subject matter expert. So I'm writing about what I know about.
Okay.
So that's the easy part, but the imagery, you know, you can't have a blog without good graphics.
And well, that's true. And I'm just going to give you some highlights today of some tools that you can use. And so we're gonna talk about that. I'm just going to make some notes here so I don't forget. All right. So anyway, Liz, it's good to see you again. Rod, how about you? Are you blogging already? We saw he tapped in. He might be looking for the little microphone there. Rod, I'm not sure if you can hear us. Hopefully you can. So Rod, just raise your hand or jump in when you get a moment. Oh, there you are. Oh, your microphone is on mute. You need to click the little microphone button there, usually in the lower left corner. I'm not sure where it is on your screen. Because of your picture, I'm thinking you might be on your phone. That's always harder to find. Yep, he's looking. We'll let Rod look.
There we go.
There you are. Yes. Are you blogging already?
No, I am very, very new. I saw this and said, you know, I really want the information, and maybe I'll find out something really good and positive out of it.
Okay. So I'm going to just give a brief overview for everyone so you see where we are. In January, we talked about a blog name. I'm going to kind of give you the highlights. So make a note on things that you have questions on so that I can come circle back and answer your questions. So number one, when you choose a blog name, I want you to think of a bigger picture, the 50,000 foot view, if you will, to make sure that it encompasses everything that you want to write about. And a quick example, I always use myself as an example. Linda's heard this, her mouth can move now. She's heard my story so many times. But when I started, I knew that I wanted to talk about passive income, but then I knew that I wanted to talk about health and wellness, and I knew that I wanted to talk about writing. And I thought, what has all of that got to have in common? You know, how can I include that all into one blog? And I'm getting a little bit of feedback here, so I'm going to just hit the mute button for a couple of folks. And then if you have a question, you can unmute. So anyway, I had to think, you know, I had to list everything that I wanted to write about. So that's the first thing, is list everything you want to write about and see what the common thread is between all those things. And for me, I wanted freestyle living. I wanted to be able to work from anywhere in the world. I wanted to be able to travel to any country. And as long as I have, you know, a cell phone and a Wi-Fi, I could do my thing. And so I chose to name my blog Freestyle Living. But again, like Alexa, I am using my name as well. And so it is Freestyle Living with Kathy Benner. So if you Google Kathy Benner, it's going to come up. If you Google the Freestyle Living, it's going to come up. So I used both of those so that in a search, folks could find me. So again, that's just a quick overview. List everything you want to write about. Don't hold back. And then see what the common thread is. But sometimes it's not a thing that you're looking for. Sometimes it's a feeling that you're looking for. How do you want your audience to feel? And maybe your name needs to express that. So for example, mine being Freestyle Living. Folks are like, yeah, I'd like that. I'd like to be freestyle. So now I can chat in my blog post, in my podcast, on my website. I can create courses. I can do all kinds of things under that Freestyle Living. Okay, is that helpful for folks to see how that kind of comes together? Once you have what you want to name your blog, then you have to find, where am I going to purchase this domain? Because you have to purchase that URL. Generally, it's 10 bucks for the entire year to purchase a domain. That's just a ballpark. If you've got a specialty one that you want and somebody else already has it, you might have to pay some bigger bucks to get that. But generally speaking, you're going to be able to purchase your domain for, you know, $10 or so for the whole year. So once you have that, now you have to decide what platform is going to host. Where is your blog going to sit? It has to sit somewhere where folks can find you. I'm not a WordPress girl. For those of you that work with WordPress, WordPress is the grandfather of websites. For those of you that know more about technology and websites, please bear with us, because we have some folks on the call that really don't know. And so for those of you that are WordPress people, my hat is off to you. This is me. So because WordPress is the grandfather of programming of websites. And so if you go into WordPress, you have to buy these different plugins and add it to the platform. You know, if you want to sell something, you have to add a pay source plugin. If you know, you might even have to add a blogging plugin, that sort of thing. And you can custom build anything. Well, I didn't want to spend my days building software. I wanted to spend my days freestyle living. So I just Googled. And again, when I say Googled, I mean just searched on the internet, whatever search engine you like to use. And I just searched, what are the top blogging platforms? And the same four or five kept coming up in all of these articles that I was reading, which, by the way, were simply blog posts that are out there on the internet. And so I just researched, and I chose finally HostGator. Now, that doesn't mean that that's the one you should choose. you can choose whichever one does what you need it to do. And when you search, it'll come up with a chart for you on the top five blogging platforms. And then it'll give a breakdown like this, these top four do this, but the fifth one does not. And then you can just kind of read down through those check marks and decide which one actually fits your purpose the best on where you think you might be headed. But don't just not do something because you're like, oh, I don't know. They're all so similar. And I don't know about you, but again, when I read a blog post, I very rarely go to see what platform it's on. I'm interested in the content of the blog. I don't go, I wonder if they're on WordPress. unless I'm trying to search out for a different choice, I might go in and if that's my goal for the day is to discover what platforms they're on. And you can do that and see which ones, you know, you like. But anyway, I chose HostGator. Now, I will say in this call, I have an affiliate link and I'm going to put it in the chat. So if anybody is totally new and you're like, okay, I don't want to reinvent the wheel. I just want to do what Kathy's doing. You can go to kathybinner.com. I put that in the chat and go to my resource page. And there is a link there to HostGator. And what it does is it gives you a discounted price for the first year. So I'll just toss that out there. Please don't feel obligated to do that, but if it's my way to try to help. And again, you see where I'm going with that. I'm not trying to sell you something, but if it's helpful, see, then by all means, it's a way that you can tap through at kathybinner.com on the resource page and start with HostGator, but you don't have to. So anyway, that's the second step is to find a platform. And the other thing, and I will mention this, if you choose what I like to call a plug and play, or a drag and drop, those terms are kind of interchangeable for those of you that have not heard those before, is where someone has already taken WordPress, they have created a blogging platform and they've already put together the hard parts and pieces for you. And all you do is plug and play or drag and drop what you want into there to make it yours, okay? So I will mention that, and HostGator does have that option that is kind of a plug and play, drag and drop. And so you don't have to purchase a lot of extra plugins to make that particular program work for you. And so anyway, there you have it. But when you go to one of those plug and play, drag and drops, oftentimes you can purchase the domain and the hosting all in one package, and HostGator does that. So you can go there out right to the HostGator, and it'll have a place where you can type in what you want your domain to be and see if it's available. And if it is, you get it for free the first year by choosing their hosting platform. They're going to give you that domain name for free. Then once you pay for it, it's like $10 after that a year. So anyway, there you go. Now, the third step in March, we talked about how to customize your blog. So now here's where you have to stop and think about, what do I want my blog to do? Am I going to monetize my blog, which of course is the whole objective, is to be able to make some money, cash flow on the other end. And so what else are you doing? If you have products and services already on a website, then you might want your blog to kind of look like your website, so that when somebody clicks from your website over onto your blog page, they don't feel like your website threw them out to some other company. So you have some customizing to do. So for me, I made my blog the same colors as my website. So that gives it a little bit of customization. And I'm using my Freestyle Living logo across all of my platforms. And I also then use the same color branding and the same Freestyle Living on my social media. Across my Instagram, Facebook, all of those different social media platforms. Now, don't make this super complicated. If you already have a Facebook and an Instagram, which a lot of us do, or a Pinterest or a LinkedIn or whatever you have, all you need to do is once you start blogging is to post that blog across your social media. But a way to monetize it then is to have a link back to you where folks can either sign up to get the blog in an email, because at the end of the day, our goal is to create an email list. And here's why. I don't know how many of you might have remembered, not horribly long ago, Facebook went down for a couple of days. And folks that had all of their products and services and everything on Facebook were panicked. And that was the only place that they could connect with their audience, because they had no other list of those people. It was just their friends on Facebook. And you're thinking, oh, I've got 5,000 people over there, I'm good. Well, if it goes down, do you have those 5,000 names somewhere else? Do you have a way to connect with those 5,000 people somewhere other than on your Facebook? So anyway, the whole objective is to create an email list so that now you own that list. Somebody, another platform doesn't own the list. You own the list. And then, of course, with all the rules that are out there, folks have the option to unsubscribe if they can either add their name to your list or they can take their name off your list. That's up to them. And so you're not holding anybody's feet to the fire, but it does give you a place to build your client base. And so you want to have a way, no matter where you post your blog, that folks can tap in and say, yes, put me on your email list. So that's part of your customizing. Now it's time to write. So now you're like, okay, I've decided what I wanted my domain to be. I now know what platform I'm going to use. I've got my domain, my platform. I've now customized my colors. I kind of know what I'm doing here, but now I have to sit down and start writing. And so when you start writing, you're like, oh, you've got all these things to say until that blank paper's in front of you. And now you're going, oh, what's that first sentence supposed to be? And we have a mastermind on blogging where, again, if you tap into KathyBenner.com, you'll see that we have a mastermind. It's $25 a month. And we get down into the weeds a little more into that mastermind. We meet on Mondays. And in that mastermind, we actually, I show my screen and we get into writing and how to search out titles to make sure that it's one that you'll get a lot of traction on. So there's all kinds of tips and tricks and tools to the trade of actually writing. But you do have to get started. So don't feel that you have to be perfect. You'll get better as you go. Just, you know, you have to put it out there. You have to start first, and then realizing what you want to write and how you want it to look, it'll come into focus rather quickly once you start. But you have to get started. So start writing. And once you have about 10, and I recommend that you write over in a Word doc or in a Google doc or someplace there so that you have a backup. And then take that and post and copy and paste that into your platform, and then hit the publish button and start with about 10. Again, if you only have 5 and you want to start, that's okay. But get started. Don't let that stop you from starting to publish. Don't think that someday I'll do this. Get started. And not to worry, even once you publish something on those platforms, you can always go back in and edit. You can go in and edit those. So don't feel like it's carved in stone. So now you've got the name, you've got the platform, you're customizing it, you're writing, you're publishing. Now, how are you going to promote it? The easiest way is to just create your social media accounts. I haven't purchased any leads. I just let my social media organically grow. For those of you that are in any of my other courses or have listened to any of my podcasting, you'll hear me say oftentimes that your tribe will find you. Just be authentically yourself, and your tribe will find you. Folks that connect with what you're saying will continue to tap in month after month. And so they'll find you. And so just let that grow organically, because as that's growing, you're going to be finding your feet over here. You're going to be saying, okay, I want to write a little more about this, or you'll find that you love a particular topic more than others. And sometimes it's just whatever's going on in your life. You're like, you know, this is what I want to write about today, because this is, you know, what's resonating with me today. And so just let your tribe find you and just post that out across social media. Now, again, I'll give you a little tip and trick. And again, in the mastermind, we show folks how to do this. But I recommend that once you write a blog post, to copy the first paragraph or the first sentence or two and cut it off in the middle of a sentence with a dot, 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 and post that on your social media, and then put the link back to that blog post. And that way, when folks read, they're like, I want to see the rest of that sentence. And they'll click on the link just to read the rest of that sentence or the rest of that paragraph, and boom, you've put them right into your platform. And then have a pop-up there that they can then register if they want to get onto your email list. And then each month when you publish out across, or each week, or how, when you publish out across your social media, you can also send it out to your email list. But on social media, give them a cliffhanger so that they will click through. Okay, so hopefully that makes sense and I can show you what that looks like. And then today we're going to talk about monetizing. So now once you've done all of that, you're like, now how am I going to actually make money doing this? And so that's what I want to show you today. And we've got another person in the audience. Let me bring you over. And Linda, just a little bit of housekeeping. I'm going to make you my co-host in case I get bumped off, because I'm going to share my screen. And so I can't always see everyone once I share the screen. So we've got AP Dubby. I'm not sure how to say that. You are welcome to come over and so that we can see you. Anyway, I'm going to share my screen here. And one of the first things that I want to show you today is 15 ways that you can monetize your blog. So again, we've already talked about the name, the platform, the customizing, the writing, the publishing, the promoting, and now you're ready to add some stuff in there to get some money. Well, one is that you can advertise. You can do display type advertisements on your blog. You can do a banner ad, a text ad, a video ad, and you can even do a pay-per-click or a pay-per-impression on your ad, you know, on advertising. Now, I don't want to spend any money up front, so I did not pay for any advertising. I chose to do number two, which is the affiliate marketing route. And you just need an affiliate link, but make sure it's a product you love. You know, don't send folks over to something that you don't love, because I don't feel that that's very authentic. So if there's something you really love and they have an affiliate link, you can sign up to be an affiliate. And then all you have to do anytime you talk about that thing, whatever it is just highlight that affiliate link inside that particular paragraph or sentence. And anybody that clicks through on it, you'll get paid. Now, here's what I want to talk about affiliate marketing. How many of us buy from Amazon? I know I do. I run a bed and breakfast. I have rental properties. I do a lot of my stuff through Amazon because I don't have time to run around and find it to buy it. So I just order from Amazon. The good news is this: if you sign up to be an Amazon affiliate, and you talk about whatever, you know, I'm in a bed and breakfast group, I might post in one of their Facebook pages like, hey, I got these great sheets. I love them for the bed and breakfast. Other people are like, oh, we're going to click through and buy some of those. Well, when you go to Amazon to buy something, oftentimes Amazon is a great search engine. And at the bottom, it'll say folks that bought these sheets also bought these pillowcases, and they bought these curtains, and they bought this little side table. And then the person that clicked through, they might say, yeah, I'm going to get that and that. Well, here's the sweet spot. You get paid on everything they buy in that order that they click through on your Amazon link. And so you get paid for everything. And so anyway, and then while they're in there, they're thinking, oh, I need paper towels and toilet paper. I'll throw that on the order. All of a sudden, you're getting paid for all of that because they click through on your affiliate link to go to Amazon. So anyway, so that's just a little tip on affiliate marketing. But tons of companies have affiliates. Again, if you go to kathybinner.com, go to my resource page, you'll see some of the ones that I have affiliate links for. And some of those you may not realize even had an affiliate link. So if it fits what you're doing, by all means, you know, tap through on some of those and sign up, and then you get your affiliate link. So when you're writing about that, those things, folks tap through on yours, you'll get paid. Then there is sponsored content. I've just reached the place in my business where I do a big course on real estate investing, and I have had three people in the last 6 weeks come to me and say, is there any way that we can sponsor one of your meetups? And I'm like, what? You want to give me money? Okay. And so I had to sit down and create a sponsor sheet because I didn't have one. And now I have sponsors. So now I have sponsored content. And because, you know, they're they are connected to the real estate industry. One is a realtor, so she wanted her little banner across anything that I do with real estate. I have one that is a mortgage broker, and he wanted just a business card size sponsorship on anything that I publish so that folks can see his information. And so I had to sit down and decide, you know, what am I going to charge? So I had to do my research. I had to go out there across the internet and do my search and you know, what are people charging for sponsored ads or sponsored content? And so anyway, sponsored content, that's another way that you can make money. So now I make money every month and my sponsorship will grow. There's also sponsored social media posts. You can extend your sponsored content collaborations to your social media. And again, that takes time because the folks that want to sponsor you on TikTok or on Instagram or Facebook, you have to have a huge following. And so I do get all kinds of, I'll say email, but messages in the back of the house, if you will, of folks that want to sponsor on my social media. They basically want me to, you know, they're going to give me money to name them on my social media. And I'm very choosy because, again, you want to make sure that it fits. You want to do your homework and you want to make sure that their integrity is your integrity, that they do business the way you do business. You don't want to endorse someone, so to speak, and then have a misconnect there. So make sure that it's somebody that you definitely would do business with. Then there is premium content or membership. So you can either offer content resources or access to a membership. Again, I have a $25 a month mastermind membership for every topic that I teach. So I am monetizing my membership. And then, of course, there is digital products. You can create and sell digital products such as ebooks, online courses, webinars. I do that as well. I don't sell my ebooks. I use my ebooks as advertising, but I do have online courses as well that folks can purchase. And then, of course, there's physical products. You can, my granddaughter, she's online selling candles. Who knew? And she's doing quite well. So she's just selling an actual physical product. There's consulting and coaching services. You can offer one-on-one coaching, consulting, or mentoring, depending on what your knowledge base is. And again, all kinds of ways that you can get certified to do that. We can talk about that later if you're interested in doing that, but there's all kinds of certifications that you can get. If you go, again, I'm using my website as an example, you can go to my website and scroll to the bottom and you'll see my certifications. Again, that's just to give you an example of all the things that you can do. Then there are sponsored events or workshops. Again, you can put on a one-day summit and you can have folks come in and sponsor that and give you money because they want to be listed in, you know, as part of your team. So you can have folks sponsor you that way. Then there's speaking engagements. You can take speaking engagements. And I know a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, I don't want to be up on stage. But you can, if you need to talk to 100 people a week, let's say that's your formula. I need to talk to 100 people a week about my products and services to make a living at this. You can reach a lot more people in one speaking engagement than you can, you know, at the local coffee shop, hoping to chat up somebody all week long so that you reach your 100. You can put yourself out there as a speaker for Chamber of Commerce, depending on what your products and services are or what it is, what affiliate links you have. You know, let's say it's all about gardening. You could be speakers at gardening groups. Let's say it's all about children. You could be speakers at little moms groups, at church groups that have you know, moms with children, at, you know, at schools. There's all kinds of places where you can create a speaking engagement where you're going to reach a larger number of people all at one time. And then there are sponsored podcasts. I know Alexa said she was getting ready to launch her podcast. I also have a podcast. Guess what it's called? Freestyle Living. And in the podcast, again, I have folks that want to sponsor me. And I had to scurry around and make this sponsor sheet so that I could bring them on board because I really hadn't decided I was going to go that direction. It just kind of organically happened. And so that's a good thing. That way you don't feel like you're having to invent all this stuff at once. Just do one thing. Just get a blog out there And then as it grows, you'll figure the rest of this stuff out. And then there's also donations or crowdfunding. Now, I have to tell you guys, I'm in Columbus. Well, actually, I'm in Canal, Winchester, Ohio, right outside of Columbus. And this just boggles my mind. We have BrewDog Brewery. I don't know if any of you have seen the BrewDog brand around in your grocery stores, or whether that's something you like or don't like, or whether you're even a beer drinker. But we have BrewDog in our backyard. They searched the world over from Scotland, and they chose Canal, Winchester, Ohio to put their brewery. And they crowdfunded the whole thing. Two college guys and their dog. They crowdfunded this entire brewery. So when it came to Canal Winchester, they had this big thing, you know, oh, for $1,000, you can be part owner in the brewery. Well, I did $1,000, and so did all my neighbors. And all of a sudden they had multi-millions of dollars because they crowdfunded this thing. And they now have this brewery with a tap room with, you know, fire pits, and everybody can bring their dogs. And it's a wonderful, brought lots of jobs to the area. I mean, it was just a win-win all the way around, and they crowdfunded it. So if that's your thing, you can research crowdfunding. And then of course there's brand partnerships. It's establishing long-term partnerships with brands as an ambassador or influencer. And a way to do that is to serve that brand. And I did that just recently. And again, I'll just give you a little tip on how I did that. There's a gentleman in our area that has a large organization, and his audience is also my audience. And so what I did is I just observed where he needed some help, and then I volunteered. And I said, may I help you with that? And he was like, what? Because he's trying to make money at this business. And he was like, well, I really don't have the funds to bring on any. I said, no, I want to volunteer. I just want to help you with that. And so he was like, okay. And so anyhow, I did a really good job. I started helping. And next thing you know, he's like announcing me on his stage in front of all of his audience, like, Kathy really helped me with this program. So all of a sudden, see, I'm kind of being branded along with him as his helper. But what it is he has now introduced me to his entire audience, which is also my audience, because it's the same avatar, if you will. If you've not heard the word avatar, it's where you kind of sit down and say, what is my perfect buyer? You know, and my perfect buyer is also his perfect buyer. So that's why I say his audience is also my audience. Then there are sponsored reviews or giveaways. My daughter used this one very, very well. She did a giveaway, you know, the first four people, you know, she was going to give away some, and all of a sudden she had folks coming out of the woodwork wanting to get involved in her giveaway. And it brought sponsors out because they saw that she was getting a lot of traction with that, and they wanted to donate a product for her to give away. How cool is that? She didn't have to give away out of her pocket. She could give away out of somebody else's pocket and build an audience at the same time. So there's all kinds of ways there that you can create and monetize your blog. And then there's ad space rental. They just basically rent a section of your blog platform like real estate, like a billboard. They say, I just want a business card size ad in the bottom of your homepage, and I'm going to pay you every month for that. So everybody that lands on your blog platform is going to see my ad. So they're just buying a space on your actual blog post. So remember, the key to successful monetization lies in creating valuable and engaging content, maintaining authenticity, and understanding your audience's needs. Explore these various monetization methods and choose the ones that align with your blog's niche, purpose, and target audience. So that's what I have about marketing. Are there questions before we go on? Because I want to then specifically answer questions on where each of you are stuck. Is there any questions about trying to monetize? Anyone? Nope. Are we good? Okay. What questions? I know Linda said she had a question about a platform, and I'm thinking, I don't know if Alexa had a question, but Lacey, you mentioned something you wanted to talk about. Liz wanted to talk about, I think, pictures. Linda, what was your question?
My question was, with the different blog hosting platforms, you don't know what's in them until you buy one and get in it. So do the hosting platforms generally give you the ability to like do your SEO for each blog post, like H1 and H2 headlines, setting up your keywords and that kind of thing? Is that like standard across all the platforms?
Yes, that is very standard across all the platforms. Because what it does, when it's a blogging platform, they're all trying to outdo each other because they want your business. And so they're always adding more and more features. And so even if you choose one and you're like, oh, this one feature is kind of missing, but I'm kind of already here and I already got my domain and I hate that one features, chances are they're going to be adding it because they don't want another blogging platform to get ahead of them and say, we're the only ones that have this feature and the guy you're with doesn't have it. So they're constantly updating and adding new features to all of those blogging platforms. But the ones about headings and SEO, that's in all of them at this point.
And they do they have like tutorials and all that to help get new bloggers up to speed?
Yes. But you know what? It isn't rocket science. And I can't encourage you enough. Once you pick a blogging platform, you'll wonder why you didn't, you know, pull the trigger sooner, because it's just a matter of uploading the blog post and uploading the picture and then making sure that you've got a headline that catches the reader's attention, you know, and then don't forget to put a link somewhere to either capture their email or send them somewhere, get some kind of call to action somewhere in that blog post. Even if it's at this point, even if it's just for them to click through to get onto your email. Is that helpful, Linda?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
And I have a question, about how to monetize, for example, Instagram. I know that when people give you presents or something, like, you can have money. Do you have experience in this? It's Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. All of them have these possibilities. Like, do you have experience in this?
Well, I choose because I want to send all my folks back to one place. I don't want to make it so convoluted that nobody really knows what it is that I do. Have you ever come across a website somewhere and you really aren't sure what it is they even do? Because
I never use websites. I use only social media. That's why I ask him, because I never visited something like this for me.
Okay.
Even in Ukraine, we not use email. We use only Telegram and messengers. So we a little bit other kind of, that's why I'm interested in it. And I know some friends here in US, they monetize their TikTok and they have a lot of stuff like other shops just send them for free because they have this blog, like how they organized it. Yeah.
Yes, you can monetize in all those different ways. It depends on what product you are selling. Do you know what it is ultimately that you want to monetize?
Yes, it's two of them. First, it's my consulting.
Okay.
Yeah, and second one, it's my book.
Okay. I would still recommend that you have a website because you have to have a place.
Yeah, I will do that. Of course, I will create it. Yes.
Yes. And so once you market, again, the most important thing about blogging is to create that email list for your tribe to gravitate to you and get registered on that email list.
And how you create this email list? Like, I need to create some product for free and collect emails, or I just need to buy this list of emails? Like, I'm new in this country, so I have like Ukrainians and I have Russian speaking people and Ukraine speaking people, but I haven't US speaking people, for example. How I can find them?
Well, again, I like to grow my business organically. And what that means is I simply put out what my product is, which is my coaching, my teaching, my free meetups. I just put it out there. And then as folks tap in and sign up, I send them over to where there's a place where they can give me money. And that's the big thing. A lot of folks will market and sell and advertise their own products and services, but there's no place for anyone to give them any money or to sign up. There's no
Facebook. But how can I grow organically if I'm not American? Like, I haven't a lot of Americans that can, for example, tell about me, just give referrals, for example, how it could grow organically. I think it's impossible because social media not promote you by yourself. Like, you need to pay.
Okay, well, now that you're in the States, because you're in the Raleigh area and you're thinking about traveling to New York, mm-hmm. again, one of the ways to monetize and get people signing up or joining or tapping in with you is to be a speaker and mm-hmm. take your topic and then put yourself out there and make the contacts on appropriate organizations that would appreciate you as a speaker. And all of a sudden you're talking about what you're doing to 40, 50 people all at one time.
Yeah, but how can I find where to use a speaker? Like on such platforms like here? I'm sorry, it's planes.
Yes, I hear that.
I
would simply research that. If you were going to put together a topic to speak on, what would be your topic? It's like a 20 minute.
Like about how to start your business and where to find money on it.
Okay.
How to start your own project and how to find the money for this project. So it's something like startup clubs maybe.
So yeah, I would go on to number one, I would go on to like Facebook and Instagram and I would find startup groups and join those. Uh-huh. So that way, at least now you're seeing what their questions are. Because on those startup groups, they're going to say, how do I find the money? How do I name it? How do I do this? How do I do that? And so then you can start answering some of those, but be careful. Don't try to market yourself too heavy there or they'll bump you out of the group. Make sure you follow mm-hmm. the group rules, but you can get in front of a lot of your audience there. And then think about organizations that are all about startups. All of the Chamber of Commerce is all about business startups. That's what the chamber was originated for. And so, most of them will have a luncheon and they're always looking for a speaker for their luncheon. And so if you offer to be a speaker for their luncheon, then you get to, actually advertise what it is that you're doing.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're in front of 40 or 50 or more people. And so there's mm-hmm. all kinds of business networking groups out there that have monthly meetups and they're always looking for a speaker.
Oh, great. Yeah, thanks. And about my book, I understand how to do that because it's a spiritual book. So I can, when I print it, I just can go to some churches that I know and people and just give them this book and ask if I can present this book.
And a lot of churches will have all kinds of meetups throughout the week because they're trying to build community. And they'll have women's groups, they'll have business groups, they'll have all of these different types of groups going on within the churches that you could also present yourself as a speaker there. And then there are some places where you can actually be a part of their speakers bureau where folks can find you when they're looking for a speaker. And yet again, on KathyBinner.com, if you scroll down my homepage, I have a speakers tab.
Yeah, yeah.
So feel free to tap through there and become a speaker.
Yeah, I already opened your website and my phone. Yes.
So another thing too is this is a different class than this one in blogging, but once you're ready with your podcast, you could become a podcast guest. All of a sudden you can get interviewed on other podcasts and now your message will carry out to their audience. And just like I did with the gentleman I was talking about earlier, find some groups who have the same audience that you would like to have and serve them, and they will bring you up front and center in front of their audience. And that's a great organic way to build your following. Yes, Linda, did you have a question, comment? You're on mute.
I wanted to add one other thing for Alexa. To all the great comments that you already suggested. Since Alexa, you have a big emphasis on social media, TikTok can be a great way to really expand your reach because they don't share you only with people that already know you. They share you to people that don't. And once you have 1,000 followers, you can do lives. If you choose to do this while you're getting started, your main call to action doesn't need to be get my lead magnet or go to my place. The call to action is follow me, because you want to get to 1,000 followers as quickly as possible. Then once you have that, you could do lives, and your reach just continues to grow and grow. And I'm not on TikTok, but these are things that I hear constantly. So I thought it might be helpful for you if you're not already doing it.
Once again, last sentence, because again, this airplanes, I live so close to airports, so it's crazy.
Yeah, I think the last thing I said was, if you're not already doing this, it could be helpful for you just because of the way it can expand your reach so quickly and so virally.
Yeah, I started TikTok, but for 1 month, I have only 14 subscribers, 15. And I don't know how to, I'm not really interesting now. So I think that I need to, because I started to talk about only my book and what it will be and show my life. But now I understand that I need to add this part of my life and start to talk about startups and encouraging. So I will rewrite my plan and we'll start again, I think, from Monday, because I want to do that fast. I haven't time. I need to do fast everything.
Well, good. Good for you. Linda, thank you for that. Yes, that's huge. Yeah,
thanks. Thank you.
Yes. Liz, you had a question about pictures, I think.
Yeah, just that it really, the writing is the easy part. Getting the graphics and customizing the graphics and making it, you know, a graphic that's relevant to the blog and interesting and it's going to catch people's attention so they click through. It's, yeah, very time consuming for me because I don't have a huge graphics background. I mean, obviously I can use Photoshop, but it's not I'm not efficient at it.
I like your Northern Lights background, by the way.
Thanks.
Speaking of graphics, Liz, I've got a couple of suggestions. Number one, whenever you're blogging, let me just go back and say this. Whenever you're reading and you're scrolling and you're the viewer, you're the reader, you're the audience. I don't know about you, but I click through on ones that look a little more personal. The ones that look like a picture that they bought off of the internet it makes me feel like it's somebody that's advertising something a little more spammy. And so if it's a personal picture, I have a tendency to click through. So keep that in mind. And so the best way to get a picture that you know is safe, that nobody else is using, that you don't have to worry about, using it when maybe you should have paid for it, is to take your own. And with our cell phones these days, the pixels on our cell phone cameras are much better than what pixels on an actual camera that we were paying big bucks for just a few years ago. We have better quality pictures on our cameras today than what those cameras had. And we thought that was, we were in warp speed. And now we've got these great phone cameras.
Right. Yeah.
And so, just take pictures everywhere you go. You never know what's going to resonate. I take a lot of pictures. I keep buying more storage for my pictures because I take a lot of pictures. And then when I write something, the first place I look is in my own gallery. What do I have that might really work with this particular article or this particular blog post or this particular podcast? And then Canva is going to be your best friend. Canva is easy to use. Again, it's a plug and play, drag and drop, just like those platforms that we were talking about for blogs. And Canva, they have a free version. And what you can do, oftentimes your picture is horizontal and it needs to be vertical, or it's vertical and it needs to be horizontal. And you're like, it won't fit in the space that I have. Well, Canva has this beautiful, beautiful thing, the sweet spot, where once you drag and drop a picture over there, you can resize it right there. And Canva will let you put whatever background behind the picture. Maybe you just want your Northern Lights, maybe you just want something that's neutral. And you can create any size picture to fit any size platform. And then you can even go in and you can make it into a Facebook banner for the top of your group in Facebook. You can make it a Facebook post. You can make it an Instagram post. You can make it a Pinterest post. You can resize the same graphic 100 different ways right there in Canva.
Right.
And if that's what your frustration is sometimes you've got the best picture, you know exactly what you, and it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit the drag and drop box. And you're like, oh, now I need to find a picture that's bigger or smaller or taller or fatter or what, you know, and it just doesn't fit. And so in Canva, you can make it fit. Is that helpful?
It is. Thank you.
Yeah. So explore Canva.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Canva is going to be your best friend. And then you can, like I said, you can make it color. And again, when you're talking about branding, colors are huge, especially. Yeah. And again, for those of you that tap through on KathyBenner.com, you'll see that I have more than one lane. Each lane has a different color. So whenever I publish something that has to do with that particular lane or category, I make it that color of a background. And so sometimes I will use Canva just to make my background color. And then I make the picture that I want just a bit smaller and make that background color almost look like a frame. And yeah, that way it brands it with my topic. And so I'm going to share my screen for just a moment, just to give everybody an idea of what I'm talking about. And let's see if I can find my Academy here. This is probably going to be the best example. In my Academy, and it might come up, yeah, as a student. Let's see if I can do it as public here so you can see what it looks like. This is what my International Academy looks like if you would just tap into it for the first time. But when you scroll down, you'll see that I have color coordinated. And again, this is all about branding. Like, this is my health and wellness. And then as I scroll down, see, here's the real estate. And this is my long-term investing. And then this is my short-term investing. And then I switch into entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. And you see that I've changed the color to more of an orangey red. And here's another entrepreneur, solopreneur. You see how I'm doing the branding with colors. Now, the only reason I mention that is if I'm going to, let's say I'm going to do a blog post about building a better business, I'm going to use this color as my background behind the picture. And if I'm going to do a blog post about creating a 5-day mastermind, I'm going to use this color and maybe even yellow print type just to give it the branding. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then I've got one down here. This is, here's the speaker's cabinet for anybody that's interested. In my authors and writers group, I'm using this little grape graphic here. So if I'm doing any blog post, I always make sure I have the grape graphic somewhere. And again, that's out of Canva. All of these are made in Canva, by the way. Okay. And so you can put pictures where it says course. You can put pictures there if you want. Here's where we are today. We're in this free meetup right here. You can click through here and get all of our replays, but then there's a course and here's the mastermind for anybody that's interested. But anyway, so if I view all the products, and here's my one-on-one coaching I can send folks to. Here's a free ebook. Just to give you an idea, this is a scholarship I give away every year. That's part of my giving back, which we haven't even talked about today. But anyway, as you scroll down, you can see that I have everything branded by color. And so that's where Canva comes in. And so now, if I just go to Facebook, and I was going to pick one that I just saw there. Bear with me. So here's my Happy House Hunters. And you remember the branding that I had. Let's see if it'll click through. You see where now in my Happy House Hunters, let me scroll back up here and show you. Here is the graphics that I have in my Academy. And here's the graphics I have on the Facebook page. So when somebody lands here and they go, oh, I'm interested, and they go to the Academy, they feel that they got into the right place.
Right.
They don't feel like they went somewhere different. And another tool that I like a lot is meetup.com. If you're going to create any type of, even if it's a virtual meetup, doesn't have to be, here it is again.
Okay.
But you'll notice these are all different sizes, and I can resize this stuff all in Canva to make it all, again, just an example of what that looks like.
Yeah. I like that it's coordinated.
Yeah. So is that helpful?
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't been doing enough of that, but that's a really good idea.
Yeah. So Canva is going to be your best friend. All right. Any other questions? We're at the top of the hour. I love it.
Yes, I have a question. Do you want to invite me for doing a podcast with you or something? I can share about my experience or maybe about Ukraine situation and how to be to encourage someone to move like and not stop in their life. So maybe you need a speaker. So I'm ready. I will start offering with your advice now.
thank you for offering. And again, I do have a podcast and I needed to show you that, by the way. But I do have a podcast, but right now my agendas are filled through the end of December. But I do have the mastermind groups, and you are welcome to come and present at one of the mastermind groups. So again, go to my Facebook, KathyBenner.com, and send me a message through the contact page. That way it'll get on my agenda to contact you.
Uh-huh. On Facebook?
On my website, KathyBenner.com. So if anybody is interested in presenting what it is that you do to any of my masterminds, just go to KathyBenner.com to the contact page and send me a message there. And that way I will get you on the agenda. Bear with me here. I need to move. There we go. I want to, for those of you that haven't jumped over to my website, I do want to show you the podcast. And again, this has a lot to do with exactly what we were talking about already. And I'm just going to scroll all the way down to, and there's my podcast. And so you can click through episodes to get you started. And I just wanted to show you, and this is for Liz. Look at the graphics. And right there is the Happy House Hunters. You see how it's a totally different size? Again, I did that in Canva. And so whenever I put an episode up, I color code it to match the website, the Academy, the Facebook page. See, here's that authors and writers with the little grape there. You see where it all matches. So when somebody clicks through, they don't feel like they've ended up in the wrong place. And all of that is on the web. Please feel free. Go to my website. I say this jokingly, steal anything that works for you. I don't mind. Make it yours. You know, I mean, don't just plagiarize the website, make it yours, but steal the ideas, steal the format, steal anything that works for you. Use it. I want to see you successful at what you're doing. So if there's something there that you can use, by all means, use it. Now, for those of you that are thinking about coaching, teaching, you've got to have a couple of disclaimers. And again, let me share my screen one more time. Let me go back to my website. Go to, here's the URL up here, KathyBenner.com. Go all the way to the bottom, clear to the footer. Oh, here's all of my certifications. I talked about that earlier. I don't put those front and center because everybody goes, oh, good for her. She's got all that. But I put it toward the bottom in case somebody wants to see, oh, is she really qualified to do this? So I do add my certifications at the bottom, but go clear to the bottom. And here's what I want to show you. Here's part of the secret sauce that nobody shows you. Right down here, here is a privacy notice and a terms and conditions. These are hidden pages in my website. So you can't go to the menu and find them. You have to go to the footer of my website and click on, and terms and conditions is probably the biggest one. This is what's going to help keep you out of lawsuits if somebody says, Kathy promised I'd make $1 million and I didn't, so now I'm going to sue her. Here's everything that's in the terms and conditions. Feel free to steal this. This has been written by an attorney. You are welcome to borrow this and make it your own. And it's in the footer of my website, kathybenner.com. If you're going to be teaching, coaching, if for any reason you're going to be giving advice and then someone comes in and says they took your advice and somehow it ruined them, and this is going to be your saving grace. The first thing that a judge is going to ask you is, do you have, what are your promises to them? So make sure that you have created something like this. Okay. Is that helpful for everybody? And also people are like, well, what's her privacy policy? I'm going to click on that one. This is my privacy policy. And again, this just says what we do with your, if they do sign up or give me their credit card information, this just says how I protect their privacy. So those two things are oftentimes overlooked when you're creating something that you're going to put out there for the world to see. So make sure that you, close up those two loopholes. So I will mention that, and you're welcome. Again, make it your own, take my company name out of there, put yours in, adjust it, whatever you need to say to make it yours, but it'll give you a template. It'll give you a place to start so that you, instead of just a blank paper figuring, I've got to write out these terms and conditions. So when you read through mine, you'll go, oh yeah, I should probably mention that, or, oh, I need to include that. And so anyway, it'll help you get started doing that. And the last thing is you can purchase insurance. It's called E&O, Errors and Omissions Insurance. And you can purchase insurance for your coaching or teaching, or if you're going to be giving advice, you can purchase insurance. So if somebody does sue you and it looks like maybe they've got a case, your insurance will kick in and cover it. So anyway, and it's not expensive. I think I pay a couple $100 the entire year. So hopefully that's helpful. Renee just tapped in. We're going to let her come up, and if she has a question, I know she didn't get to hear a lot of it. Okay.
I want to thank you and tell that I send you request.
Okay. Perfect. 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 So in the chat, we have a thank you. Great talk and wonderful insights. We'll connect and explore avenues for collaboration, on the go, and hence couldn't connect. It says, I am chickening out, but once again, thank you so much. So hopefully I've inspired everyone to take the next best step. Lacey, did you have any questions before we go?
Yes, I do. Okay, I think you answered the one, can you have numerous blogs with one website? And it looked like you did on yours. So you don't have to just have the one blog for just the one website.
Well, and again, I'll go back to choosing a name. You want to list everything that you want to talk about and then see what the common thread is or the common feeling. And that's how you want to name your blog so that you can write about all those things. And like for me, again, the way I'm separating them within the blog, within my website, within my podcast, within my academy is by branding and colors.
Yeah, I saw that. So that was very helpful. Thank you very much. Okay. The other question I was kind of curious about is, you got your kathybenner.com, and then you had, I noticed you had kathybennermasterclass.com. So those are two separate websites.
Well, what it is when I, I'll have to pull back the curtain. When I signed up for Teachable, I didn't want to pay. So I wanted to do the free version. And so the word Teachable is in the domain. And so they automatically put that in there. So it's the Kathy Benner International Academy.teachable.com. And now I've upgraded because I've had too many students to stay on the free plan. So as I'm upgrading, I now am allowed to go in and change that to take the Teachable out. I just haven't gotten around to that yet. So anyway, mine are all under kathybenner.com and freestyle living. Now, another thing, and again, I know I keep sharing my screen, but sometimes it's easier to show than it is to explain it. Sometimes it's easier if you can see it in person. And so let's say that somebody says, all I remember is Kathy's name. See, now all I did is I just put Kathy Benner up here in the URL. I don't have a website. I don't know what she calls it. I'm just going to look for Kathy Benner. Well, once you start rolling, see, here's Kathy Benner with KathyBenner.com. Here is Kathy Benner International Academy. There's that .teachable.com. Here is Kathy Benner's Freestyle Living Tribe, see, on Facebook. Here is just Kathy Benner on Facebook. Here are some of my videos. You'll see that color coding there between my topics. Here is Kathy Benner, Passive Income Coach on LinkedIn. So you see where somebody can find you. And that's the point I'm trying to make. Make it so they can find you. The common thread in everything I'm doing is my name. And Alexis said she was branding hers with her name for that same reason. And see here, even Experience Freestyle Living Facebook, Kathy Benner. See, all of it comes up with Kathy. And even all of my real estate is under Kathy Benner Company. See, the Kathy Benner is what ties it together. Is that helpful?
To an extent. So did you have to get, like, you have to pay for each one of those websites, or is it all just an extension from your KathyBenner.com?
It's all just an extension from the KathyBenner.com.
Okay. That's what I was kind of curious about. Sounds good.
All right. Any other questions? We see I have Pat in the audience. Pat, you just are jumping on, so you're welcome to come up. We were talking about blogging, and we're just finishing up. We've been on for about an hour 14, and we're just now finishing up. Any comments? And I want to go around and ask, and I always do this because it's always different. What was your big aha for today? What was the big thing that you said, wow, this was worth the call? Linda, how about you? Did you have any ahas today?
Well, for me, thank you for your generosity in allowing us to take a look at your terms and conditions and your privacy policy. I know that they're vital. I have just some generic blech on mine, and I would love to take a look at yours and then modify it a little bit. Thank you.
Yes, perfect. Thank you for mentioning that. I know that was a big stopper for me. I'm like, where do I even, what's supposed to go in those? And so, and I know that's a big stopper for everybody, but you really need to have that somewhere in your platform. Alexa, how about you? Any big aha moments today?
Yeah, about how to promote myself through different events. It's really great idea, and I just forget about it. So it was really cool advice. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. Liz, how about you? Any big aha moments for you?
I really like that you have the color coding in there. And I think I definitely need to do more of that. And it just provides a very quick, easy, visual way for people to identify which blog posts they want to read. So it's a really good idea.
Yeah. And if you have different Facebook groups, like I have a blogging group, then I have a writing group, and then I have the real estate group, because my real estate audience is probably not interested in blogging. And my fitness and wellness audience is probably not interested in creating a 5-day masterclass. And so I have different Facebook groups for each of my lanes. And so when I post something, I will post it in that group. And one of the, and Facebook is my favorite friend. And here's why. We're always in a hurry to post something because we're like, oh, I need to post today to stay in, you know, front and center, but I have to run out the door. So post your sentence or two and use the Facebook app where you can put like a color behind your words. Now follow this, put a color behind your words, then take a screen print of that. Now you have created a picture in your gallery of what you wanted to say with the proper color for that lane. And now you can take that picture and post it on Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and you don't have to type anything. You're just posting the picture. Is that helpful?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Have you seen what, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does anybody want to see that? Or do you know what, does everybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's a fast way to post when you don't have time to create a graphic and you need to post something in a hurry. You know, just say, you know, today's meetup is at 10, you know, join us here. And if it's for the Happy House Hunters, I'm going to put that mustard yellow color behind it, and or something as close to that, you know, in the Facebook app. And then I'm just going to take a screen print and then Now I've turned that into a picture and I'm going to post that across the rest of my social media. So that's a quick, fast, easy way to post something. So thanks, Liz. Lacey, how about you? Any aha moments for today?
Yeah, several actually. I didn't even think about the whole terms and conditions and privacy policy, just like Linda said. So thank you very much for that. I was kind of surprised. I didn't realize you could edit after you publish. Like you realize, oh, I made a spelling mistake. I want to go back in because I do that. So that was another aha.
All the platforms will let you edit. You can even take down a post. If later you go, oh, I really don't like that one, I want to delete it. You can even delete a post out of your platform.
Yeah, I like that. I didn't realize that. How you showed how you categorized, mm-hmm. color categorized everything. That was very helpful. So I don't have to just be with one specific thing. So cool.
Right.
Thank you.
Perfect. I'm so glad that you all tuned in today. Again, go to kathybinner.com, check out the masterminds, check out the resource pages. Go ahead and look around in the blog post, look around in the podcast, whatever it is that can help you. And if you have any questions, just shoot me a question. You'll see right in my platform, right in my website, there's a way that you can connect with me if you want to have a chat. And I also have office hours there. So you can click through and schedule for a 15-minute chat or for a strategy session, whatever it is. And those are all free. So anyway, I just want to give back and help. So anything that I can be helpful with, please feel free to connect. So anyway, with that, we are going to go for the day. And I always have to look at my calendar because we are now on the first Friday of the month. So mark your calendars. The first Friday of every month. So in July, it is going to be July 7. So mark your calendar. It's going to be the same Zoom code as today, which all of you have the 983-3690-0339. And so save that Zoom code the first Friday of every month. We'll see you here at 10 o'clock Eastern time. See everyone next time. Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us today. Bye-bye.